Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/think tank. Enjoy the episode.
Life's too short, so you're here to work and live large. Here's your host with nothing to lose, Leanne Hughes.
Hello and welcome to the show. It's so amazing to have you here. I'm your host, Leanne Hughes. Thank you for clicking that play button. Today's episode, it's Two by Tuesday. So every second Tuesday, I talk through a concept, an idea, a question that I've got, and share how I would really sort of break that down and tackle it through the power of a 2x2 matrix. This week's question is really based around a theme. In the last week or two, I've had so many leaders and teams, just people really just out of the blue ask me, how do you get buy-in on an idea? Like, how do you create and inspire change within your business? And so I thought I'd tackle that question today. But first of all, I just want to share, I think it's the wrong question. I don't think we should be asking for buy-in. What I share in a second is that we should be looking for pre-orders instead. So how do you do that? That's what I'll share coming up. And this is a useful tool, not only if you work in an organization, you're trying to like steer the ship in a different direction, but also if you think about anytime you're trying to convince someone of your ideas, it's like, again, stop trying to convince people, like bring them along. And everyone says, let's bring them along the journey. Well, how do you do that? By the way, I got confused in this one. So when I was sharing the X and the Y axis, I got very muddled up right at the beginning. So in the beginning, I say that vision is on the Y axis. It's not, it's on the X axis. So hopefully just switch those two around in your mind. It'll all make sense in a moment. I've also tried to keep this punchier. I've got the video on YouTube and I'm trying to practice a skill called breviloquence, and that's about saying less. So enjoy the episode. Let me know if you have any questions or comments. Connect on all the platforms. I've got an excellent interview that's coming up for you on Thursday. This week, we're exploring the question, how can you influence and inspire change within your business? So think of any type of, it could be a restructure, it could be a systems change, it could be new software, it could be your office is changing, it could be teams are switching around. How do you inspire confidence moving into that? And I've been asked this a lot by leaders in the last week, and this question is sort of disguised as another one, which is, how do I get buy-in on my ideas? So what I might share with you today could be useful if you are trying to convince someone, but I'm really taking the context today of looking at organizational structure, organizational change, and how you can lead and inspire those to come along with you on the journey. Speaking of journey, that is one of the items on my axes today. So on the X axis, we have the journey. And on the Y axis, we have the vision. Right. So what vision really is, very simply, is where do you want to be? Where do you want to go? This is really a compelling part. Everyone talks about selling the vision. It's actually being A, articulating it. So getting an idea of what that looks like for yourself before then communicating it with your team with conviction. So if you can do that, that is cast a compelling vision of what the world will look like for your business in a period of time. And then you can communicate that to your team. That is high on the right here. On the other scale of vision, even if you have a compelling vision of what is to come, if you haven't communicated and taken that step, I still think that's low. On the Y axis, we have the journey. And again, we've got high and low here. So journey high would mean that the people that are working amongst the change know what they need to do in order to get to where they have to go. This is probably a tricky part, right? So people often like the vision, but then they think, oh gosh, what do I need to do? What do I need to change in order to create that? And sometimes this is where things can become quite challenging. So journey is, if it's clearly articulated, if people know what they need to do to meet the vision, that's high. If journey is low, it means there's still some clarity to be determined on what someone or a team or department needs to do in order to meet that vision. These are the two elements, journey, high and low, vision, high and low. Now let's look at the four different elements as a result of having this combination of journey and vision. I'm actually going to start on the bottom right, which is you've got a clearly articulated vision, but you haven't yet mapped out the journey. And this is a new concept I've been sharing, which is actually called the pre-order concept. And the reason I came up with this phrase is that a lot of people ask me, how do I get buy-in? How do I get buy-in? I think that's the wrong question. Well, you've got to take people along the journey with you. What that means is you don't actually want to describe what the journey looks like for everyone. And I think pre-ordering is a way that you should be if you're trying to lead and inspire change. Your job is to work with the vision, articulate it, talk about a better state where things can be. And then your job as a leader is to delegate responsibility of how people will actually get to that journey. So think of it like a GPS. You're planning the final destination, but how your team, how individuals want to get there, let them decide how they do that. That is how you bring people along. That is how you inspire change. I would actually go for the pre-order strategy. And what it requires from you is to be a little bit more vulnerable, obviously to share, like, I don't know how we're going to get there, but that's where I'm going to empower you to use your expertise, your knowledge, where you are in the business, to think about how do we actually do that. And by getting other people to consider how they will map the journey, that is the best way to get people along with you. So the pre-order strategy, interesting. Then we'll go to the top right, which is buy-in. Now, that is when you are seeking buy-in because you've mapped out the vision, you've mapped out the journey, and now you want to bring people along with you. This is why I don't think it's the most effective strategies, because you've kind of gone too far in your prescriptive approach. It's like someone saying to me, Leanne, this is how we're going to do it. This is, and you're just going to deliver it. And then you think, oh, I would have liked to have been involved in that, right? You're just throwing something on me that now I just have to implement. I want to use my ideas and creativity in figuring out what that would look like. So that's why buy-in isn't the most effective strategy when it comes to leading change, is because you're taking the autonomy away from your people and you're deciding how they're going to get there. You're giving them the map and just going, look, just jump on and follow me. So I like pre-orders. But curious to hear what you think as you watch this. On the top left is you've got people on a journey, but the vision isn't articulated. So what I call this, and this is a fine place to be, I call it BAU. So business as usual. It's where we're going through the maintenance stage. We're just going to deliver and get things done. What can be scary about this sometimes is you could potentially be on the wrong journey, on the wrong path. And I, you know, could be like a lemming, just doing things, but you're going in the wrong direction. I think this is where businesses got stuck, or are getting stuck, right, is because we constantly have to have an awareness of what's going on around us. And we now need to innovate because of all the changes that are happening in our external environment. Think of supply chain issues, think of COVID, think of travel disruptions, think of staff short, like there's all this stuff going on. Business as usual isn't working at the moment, because if you're short-staffed, you need to reconsider what are the hours looking like. You constantly need to innovate. If you do go by business as usual, just consider what are you missing out on by not looking externally and not then setting a target of where we want to be, right? Having that vision of where we want to go. Bottom left, we have a pause. And this word, please, it's not a negative thing. I think sometimes in business and in our lives, it actually is important to take a pause. If you're realizing what we haven't really set our vision, we've been using the same one for the last 3 years, that is obsolete now, it's expired. Our people are kind of doing things, but again, it might be maintenance phase. Let's just pause this for a moment and see where we need to go. I would then suggest creating the vision next. The first step would be to actually map out where do we want to go and ask yourself those exploratory questions about the business. Where can we add the most value? What is our purpose? What are we all driven to do here? And how will we best do that for our clients? Those are the strategic type of questions I would ask if I was in a pause state. But this really is a strategic conversation. This is strategy, really. What is your vision? And then how will you implement it? What will you focus on in terms of the journey to do that? That's it for today's Two by Tuesday. We're looking at how do you inspire and lead change? We're looking across two different elements. The vision, is it clearly articulated and have you communicated that? And does it drive people to want to compel them to join in and jump in? And of course, the journey, how mapped out is that? A lot of people, they are excited about the future, but they're nervous around what the journey looks like. And I suggest you give them an opportunity to consider what the journey might look like for them, for their teams, give them the autonomy to develop that and get those pre-orders. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, or connect with me on LinkedIn, Instagram, or any of the channels. Thanks so much for listening. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they've got so much potential, like I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn, just search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.